Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 2nd of September, The Responses of Peter and Judas. Prior to his conversion, Peter was a religious zealot. His confidence was in his flesh. He claimed that he would lay down his life for Christ. We can ask the question, was this an offering motivation, or did it be by the prince of the power of the air, who was at work in the sons of disobedience? Peter's response, manifesting the confusion associated with his infirmity, demonstrated that his motivation belonged to the latter. Peter was, in fact, disobedient. Jesus had said to Peter and the other disciples that they were to return to their houses when he, as the shepherd, began to be struck. He then said to those who in their zealotry had come to arrest him, "This is your hour and the power of darkness." Peter's infirmity was revealed through his denials of Jesus. Yet, as he met Christ eye to eye, the thoughts and intentions of his heart were exposed, and his iniquitous zealotry was broken in him. In obedience to Christ's word, he then went to his home mourning in a manner that was now leading to repentance and salvation. Judas made progressively adversarial responses to Christ as he maintained the posture of the despiser. This was first manifest by his unbelief and offence when Jesus said to his followers, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Judas stumbled and was offended by those words. This was the fruit of unbelief, for he said to the 12 disciples, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life, but there are some of you who do not believe." He then said, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil, that is, accuser or opposer?" The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 13 verse 37, Matthew chapter 26 verses 31 and 32, Luke chapter 22 verse 53, John chapter 6 verses 53 and 54, John chapter 6 verses 61 to 64, and John chapter 6 verse 70. For further study, John chapter 6.